Holy Gospel according to Luke. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord with your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about our day today, this week, and always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Many of you know I'm a chaplain in the Air Force Reserve as well as a pastor, and whenever I'm with chaplains, I often wonder how they will interact with me, as many other denominations and faith groups do not have the same understanding that we do as Lutherans, that Jesus loves, welcomes, and extends forgiveness to all people who turn to him in repentance and sees us all equally in baptism, affirming and calling not just men, but also women and people from the LGBTQIA community into ministry. We can have a whole conversation on this, but today I want to admit my own struggles to be a neighbor to those who do not share the same beliefs as I do, and how I fail to see and love them as myself. I also want to share how pleasantly surprised I was when I heard a chaplain from a fundamentalist denomination address my husband by saying, hello, neighbor. It was a relief to hear the chaplain who understands God differently than I do call my husband a neighbor. I have to admit my bias is to think of neighbor in the Christian sense as a positive address, as God has given both the Jews and Christians the command to not only love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, but as we heard in today's gospel reading, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Assuming this chaplain saw my ELCA husband and myself as neighbors rather than as heretics who believe differently than him, I felt grateful that his practice of observing God's commandments to the best of his ability rose above what differences we might have. And even if he does see us as heretics, his God-gift, His God-given gift to see us as neighbors above all else is a blessing and a way forward in working together to bring God all the glory and bring about the kingdom of God to all people with God's help. Isn't there a hymn that we sometimes sing? They will know us by our love. In today's story, Jesus is teaching an inquiring lawyer who seeks to justify himself to see people who understand or worship God quite differently as a neighbor. He does this by telling the story known as the Good Samaritan. Most of us know people who are Good Samaritans or who have heard of the Good Samaritan law that protects people who risk everything to help another. Should something go wrong and they be sued for their good deed. Many of us have attempted to be a good Samaritan, but have also failed at it, failing to draw near to a person or group of people who needed our help, as the priest and the Levite in the story do. Thanks be to God for the grace we have in Jesus, which gives us a new beginning when we turn to God, confessing our sin. A new beginning because God no longer sees that sin, but washes it away in baptism and raises us to new life in Jesus with God's help to try to love our neighbor as ourself again and again. This is good news. In hearing this story, we can also get a fresh understanding of what our mission as followers of Jesus is, if rather than putting ourselves in the Good Samaritan role, we put ourselves in the lawyer's role. The background to this story is that lawyers were well-versed in the Jewish law, or Torah. Likely, the lawyer had heard about Jesus coming near to the outcast, the marginalized, the oppressed, the children, the widow, the sick, the women, and the poor. And he questioned Jesus on his understanding of the law. There were laws in place in the Torah, as in the books of Deuteronomy and Leviticus, that religious leaders such as priests and Levites had to abide by in order to remain clean and be able to enter the temple for worship. Therefore, even though they saw the Samaritan in need lying in the ditch, they chose to pass by rather than helping him. They followed the letter of the law, not wanting to become unclean by being around blood. Perhaps, and if we look at them in the best light, perhaps we can see that they were following what they thought was right in God's eyes. Yet Jesus, in responding to the Jewish lawyer who wanted to justify himself by finding out just who constituted a neighbor, taught the lawyer through story that the neighbor whom we are to love as ourselves could very well be someone who we don't see eye to eye with, whom we don't share the same understanding of who God is, who may need us to live by the spirit of the law rather than the letter of the law, and have us err on the side of grace rather than strict adherence to the law, so that they may be helped and give glory to God. At the time, it was not just Samaritans and Jews that had bad blood with each other, but there was also debate over who in the Jewish community should be considered a neighbor. Don't we struggle with similar questions about who is our neighbor, whom we should love as ourselves, even as chaplains struggle with that, and I do. Like the lawyer, we seek to justify ourselves sometimes and draw boundaries over who our neighbor is, and thereby fail to draw near to those whom God wants us to see as neighbors, and love as we love ourselves. Whom can you think of, maybe lying in the ditch, stripped, robbed, and in need of our help? While there may be acceptable reasons of safety, mental, physical, and spiritual health that we sometimes need to set boundaries around helping our neighbor in need, when those situations don't exist, we, like the lawyer, are called by Jesus to live by the spirit of the law and help those who are in need, regardless of bad blood or different views of who God is or how we worship God. Because Jesus draws near to us and draws near to those whom we do not typically draw near to, and calls us to do the same and love our neighbor as ourselves. On the Freedom of a Christian, sometimes also called A Treatise on Christian Liberty, Martin Luther's third major reforming treatise in 1520, Martin Luther addresses the concept that as a fully forgiven child of God in baptism, Christians are no longer compelled to keep God's law in order to obtain salvation. We realize that we cannot justify ourselves, but it is through Jesus' grace on the cross we are justified by grace through faith, by what Jesus does, and not by what we have done or left undone. And Luther develops that concept of justification by faith in this treatise. He also stated, "A Christian is perfectly free, Lord of all, subject to none. A Christian is perfectly dutiful servant of all, subject to all." As we come forward in Holy Communion and receive the body and blood in with and under the bread and the wine, trusting in God's love, in Christ's presence, in Christ's grace, may we leave from the table giving thanks to God for his grace. And may we turn to God and ask for God's help to see all people as our neighbor and ask God to help us to love them as ourselves. Amen.